A 7-magnitude earthquake hit across the Philippines yesterday morning. The epicenter was located in the province of Abra, in the northern area of the most populous island in the country, and it was felt across the capital, Manila. So far, 4 people have died, more than 120 people were injured, and more buildings are damaged, and the situation continues to change by the minute. I started asking Asia Portfolio Manager from the Australian Red Cross, Emil McLaughlin, how's the situation in the Philippines?
The situation in the Philippines is still very much emerging. So a lot of the information that we have coming out from the field is still very early. There's a lot of assessment ongoing, and there are a lot of challenges around power cuts and cuts to internet connectivity and things like that as a result of the quake. But what we do know is that the quake struck yesterday morning just before 9 a.m. It was a magnitude 7 at a depth of 17 kilometres, which is quite shallow. The epicentre of the quake is in quite a mountainous region, so access to this area is already quite challenging. But since the quake, obviously, this has become more difficult. There are a number of landslides, key roads have been affected, and a lot of infrastructure has been damaged. So there are a lot of safety and security concerns for the people in the area.
So what are the initial tasks that the Red Cross is doing or will do to support people affected by the earthquake?
So Philippines Red Cross have got a number of local chapter offices across the affected areas, and they have mobilised emergency response teams. At the moment, they're doing a range of activities. So they've joined local authorities in carrying out damage assessments as well as assessments of humanitarian needs. So there's a lot of crews on the ground going around trying to understand what we're dealing with here. They've also mobilised emergency relief stocks. So they have these stocks pre-positioned across the country precisely for events like this, so they can get out there and immediately distribute key household items and food and clean water so that people impacted have access to these kinds of things to help them get by. They also are conducting first aid, obviously very important. We know there's a number of hospitals in the region that could have been affected, so it's really important that people that have been injured by the quake have access to some kind of first aid until they can get to a functioning hospital. They're also conducting psychosocial support.
What do people on the ground from Red Cross is saying about this disaster? Are they doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, they're trained to do this. And, you know, sadly, Philippines Red Cross are very, very good at this kind of emergency response. They have to do it quite frequently, not just for earthquakes, but for cyclones and other natural disasters. So their disaster response teams are trained year-round to keep their skills up, and they are trained in specialised skills, particularly for areas like that, psychosocial support. So they know what they're doing, they're prepared, and they're very conscious of needing to support each other through this as well. They're also equipped with, transport and appropriate clothing and things like that to help them stay warm and safe and ready to go so that they can kind of sustain this response, even though the conditions on the ground are quite difficult.
Okay, excellent. Now, how can Australians help the Philippines in this difficult time?
So I would encourage everyone to take a minute and see, as the needs emerge from the ground, as the picture of the impacts become more clear, respond to that. So you'll see a number of humanitarian organisations, including us, are sort of on pause at the moment until we hear from our colleagues on the ground what the needs are. Generally, in a situation like this, most of the material needs, like those immediate relief goods, the food, the blankets, the clothing, that will come from local sources, including Philippines Red Cross. The main thing we can do from back here is, once we understand what the needs are, is be prepared to contribute funding. So there's a number of reasons for this, but what we will be doing and what is becoming quite standard in disaster response is once those immediate basic needs like food and shelter are taken care of, the longer term support to help people recover comes in the form of cash payments.
That was Asia Portfolio Manager from the Australian Red Cross, Amy McLaughlin.